The next patient is David Hoskins. The last name is H-O-S-K-E-N-S. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. This patient has changed the diet and has followed the recommendations regarding the sodium restriction and has lost 11 pounds. The blood pressure today is 138 over 84. And in the laboratory workup that was done on September the 29th, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, we noticed that the creatinine came down to 2.76. The GFR went up to 23. However, the patient has evidence of hyperkalemia with a potassium of 5.4, period. We know that this patient has a protein-creatinine ratio in which there are nephrotic levels of proteinuria more than 4 grams, despite the fact that the patient has been taking losartan. At this point, with the deterioration of the kidney function and with the presence of hyperkalemia, we are going to stop the losartan, follow the blood pressure, and make adjustments according to the determination of the blood pressure. The patient is going to keep a log and is going to let us know the changes, if any. Number 2, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number 3, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.8. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a macular degeneration. Evaluated and followed by the ophthalmologist. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation period. This patient was advised to go to the vascular surgeon for a permanent vascular access. However, Dr. St. Louis, L-O-U-I-S, has decided not to do the AV fistula given the decision of peritoneal dialysis. Period. The patient has a tendency to develop metabolic acidosis. We are going to follow closely, and if that is the case, we are going to add bicarbonate. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.